hello, hello. Welcome to Life with the Girlfriends with Christy, Marie, and Julie.
Is it that time of the week again, girlfriend?
It is. Hi, everyone.
Hello, hello, hello.
We want to say thank you for sharing your hour with us. We know you could be sharing it with anybody else, and you're choosing to share it with us. And so we want to say thank
you. We don't
know
what they're doing during this hour.
I know.
They could be going poo-poo for all we know.
And you know what? If you're reading something, why not listen to us?
While you're reading.
You know, like, if you're on the pot reading, typically, and then you're like, well, I could be reading on
the pot. I think they should have their beats on the pot.
Listening
to us.
Wherever you listen to us, on iTunes or on BBS Radio.
But you know, here's the thing. They could. I was up this morning. It was like 4 o'clock, and I was watching Dr. Phil.
Okay.
That's actually not really right, because, see, you know how, like bread is, or toast is, like, a delivery system for just butter.
Right.
Or like potato chips are really delivery systems for sour cream.
Exactly.
Dr. Phil is a delivery system for commercials.
Oh, shit, yes.
I mean, it's like literally 30 seconds of stuff and then 2.5 minutes of commercial. 30
exactly.
seconds of stuff. I don't know how they do it.
No.
But it's on OWN. And in one of those commercials, they were saying about Oprah's Master Class is now a podcast.
Ooh, yes. Okay.
And you can subscribe now.
Okay.
Download now.
Yes.
Oprah's Master Class podcast.
Yes.
And I had this fear at that point when I heard that people would tune in just thinking by an odd chance that they were going to be listening to Oprah.
Right.
And then they got us.
Oh.
And they got our master class.
Yes. You had a fear that might happen?
I just had a fear. I felt sorry for the people because
they heard us.
I'm sure
of
they
Oprah?
Were thinking, you know, I want to hear Deepak Chopra. Although we've interviewed him, he's kind of boring. He's not my cup of tea. You know, we know what they said.
Yes.
You know, they said, oh, you're going to love Deepak.
Yeah.
But didn't you think he had a big ego on him?
Sure.
I thought his ego was a little out of control.
But
for a man who portends
yes.
to be this, you know, oh, holy, holy dude, you know.
Right.
I'm all about the... He had a big ego. He had an entourage.
Right. Well, he had an entourage.
He had a bigger entourage than when... Remember when we interviewed Oprah?
Yes.
We thought she was going to come to the house here
right.
with a bunch of people.
No.
She knocked on the front door herself.
Like, and hello! Everyone!
She had one glamour dude with her.
Right.
I mean,
and we said Oprah, which is a podcast. You're not going to be seen.
Yeah.
Oh, that's
She was
right.
so happy.
Yeah.
The only thing she wanted was she had several different kinds of glasses that she was going to wear. And she kept trying them on. We were saying, it's a podcast.
Right.
But she kind of didn't get it.
Right.
She just had this feeling that maybe somewhere.
Selfie picture,
we had, whatever. Well, you know, we have a teddy bear on the... On
oh,
the,
sure.
Some the kind teddy of bear might
nanny
have
cam.
Had a... Yep.
Yeah.
Had a nanny
well,
cam.
Well, it was interesting because as she was leaving, I don't know how she did this, but it must have been some kind of sleight of hand or, you know, she distracted us and her assistant did this. We, you know, she said, check on the couch. And so we did and we had a...
Cookies!
Oh,
oh my God!
Oh my God!
It was wonderful. It was so good.
Yes.
And you know, oh my God! It's like unlike when we interviewed Denzel.
Yeah.
My God, he was like a. I had big hopes because I kind of like he kind of turns me on.
Right.
He's really like my type.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and you know he was just. You know, he was like all about sports, and he was just like didn't really want to. I mean, I would have rather interviewed Morgan Freeman than him.
Yes, because then you would have like you would have been interviewing God, the president,
God, and I you know those little
lifer from Shawshank,
and all those little moles on his face. Yeah. I like they look like angels to me.
They're like little freckles. Yeah,
like how many angels can dance on the head of Morgan Freeman?
Quite a few.
Quite a few.
And if you've watched that movie, Good Omens, you realize that's a really odd question to ask.
I know. It's not fair.
Angels don't dance.
No. That's why they have small balls.
Exactly.
Not many of them know how to dance.
Yes, exactly. I was listening to Seinfeld on comedians in cars, getting coffee.
Yeah, well, you know what, though? Mm. When we interviewed Seinfeld,
yes.
Were you disappointed?
He was exactly what I thought he would be.
And he wasn't that funny.
I thought he was funny enough.
But what I really appreciated, though, was I like what money did to him.
Right, okay.
I like what money did to him.
Right.
And it seemed to be, he seems to be humble,
mm-hmm.
but he also knows he's got money.
Yes.
And he seems to know that his kids, he's not letting his kids get out of control with
right.
it. They have to earn it. They have
right.
to have jobs.
For you think.
That's what he said. Yeah. Well, when the kids say, you know, how much money do I have? And they go, he goes, you have none.
Yeah. Your mom and I are loaded.
Yeah. I have a lot of money.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
Right, at this point, you have none.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just remember that.
Yeah. Whatever you have, I generously give you, but you haven't tapped that it yet. You haven't earned one dime yet.
So tell me about when he was in
doing
his...
Well, he was talking about the difference in comedy specials or comedians like his generation and nowadays. He's like, nowadays, the new comedians, they want to bring to you a variety of emotional feelings. It's all about sharing what's in my journal with you. It's like, you know, I was listening to, Richard Pryor. He goes, the funniest skit he has was him talking to his pipe, his crack pipe, and his pipe was talking back to him. And he goes, I knew it was a joke. I knew, and he was being funny as hell. His pipe really wasn't talking to him. This is not about reality. Mm-hmm. It's like mm-hmm. about not reality. I only want you to come to my show if you want to laugh.
Right.
That's it. And I might make stuff up
right.
to get you to laugh.
Yeah.
So don't think it's about laughing. It's about being funny. It's not about me sharing with you my personal life.
Right.
So I invoke some emotional stance with you.
I heard that Seinfeld interviewed Tracy Morgan on one of the things.
Yes, he did.
And Seinfeld, you know, like normal, he went to Tracy's house.
Right. He always picks him up.
And it was huge.
Yes.
Like huger than huge.
Mansion huge. Like huge, huge.
And Jerry said, you got enough to pay for the taxes on this thing?
When Jerry Seinfeld questions it,
yeah.
You're like, okay, what's going on here?
What did Tracy say?
He just said, I didn't get hit by no...
He just said, I didn't get by two men in a truck.
Yeah. I got hit by Walmart.
I got hit by a Walmart truck.
I got hit by Walmart truck money. And you're like, got it. Understand mm-hmm. that. Mm-hmm. And you get that. And when it first went down, he had a couple of rough years in there.
Yes, he did.
And he is literally an example.
And somebody died in that wreck, too.
Oh, yeah. His friend died in that wreck. I only think only one person died, right? Mm-hmm. Or did two people die?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
I think one.
And then I think somebody else got hurt, too. I don't know. I mean, there mm-hmm. was like several people in that limo.
Mm.
But anyway, he you can tell that he... I lost my thought. That's okay.
I think you were going to talk about his brain.
Yeah. That he is an example. Yeah, I have.
Really? I just guessed. I was just guessing. What were you going to say?
Exactly. Well, like that your body can recover. Like, don't say I'm over if mm-hmm. it's been like 6 weeks or 6 months since an injury.
Or 6 years.
Or 6 years mm-hmm. even. Mm-hmm. I mean, you can get better. And I remember talking to this one woman at the gym. And I was swimming, and I swim by myself, and she came up and swam next to me, and I'm like, that's wonderful. But I've seen her in the gym before,
mm-hmm.
and the reason why I've seen her all the time in the gym because she literally is there 6 hours a day.
She's a gym rat.
Yes, and she said that she had some knee surgery done, and the doctor snipped a nerve,
mm-hmm.
and she couldn't move her leg.
Mm-hmm.
She no longer could move her leg, and she goes, well, I got two choices here. I could either do nothing, or I can train. And I've trained people before. She was a gym rat before, if you want to call it that.
Mm-hmm.
And she said, I just started to go to the gym and move my body 6 hours a day.
Mm-hmm.
6 hours a day minimum, mm-hmm. just move my body. I swam, mm-hmm. I lifted weights.
Mm-hmm.
And she goes, it was weird, but she literally said this 6 years later.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
6 years later, her leg started moving.
Mm-hmm.
She could move her leg a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm thinking the discipline it took
yeah.
to go in and day out.
Yeah.
And she goes, well, I knew I could just train.
Yeah.
And I'm like, the body can still recover.
You know, see, here's my point.
Yeah, what's your point about this?
I'm disappointed. That's my point.
I'm disappointed
because I would have given up in those 6 years.
Right.
I would have said, damn it, this is not working for me. This is my problem with myself, even as a coach, as a psychotherapist. I know these things.
Yeah.
But as you would tell me, I'm just not confident enough.
You're just full of disappointment. That's your general. If God made you this way, then embrace it, girlfriend. See,
did God make me this way?
I don't know. Or did society, was it always there and then society kind of enhanced
it? I remember being a happy-go-lucky girl.
What year was that? But see, here's you as a psychiatrist or psychotherapist. Mm-hmm. I think you'd be the person who'd want to, you know, bringing back the share line, you know, just snap out of it. Okay, I've seen you now 5 times. We're revisiting this stuff. Slap him in the face.
I thought you were going to say, if I could turn back time.
Or that one. You know what?
If I could find a way.
If you just focused on Cher, she could be the best life coach ever.
Yeah.
If we could just turn back time, I'd find a way. Snap out of it.
And then, gypsies, tramps, and thieves. What are some of her songs?
That's one of them.
Yeah.
You know, she's got a couple.
Can't think of anything right now.
No. Our money's always spent. But I got you, babe. That's one of our life.
That's our life motto.
I got you, babe.
When things are tough, me and Joe get together, hold hands, and sing, I got you, babe.
I got you, babe. And, well, I mean, at least it might be slightly better than just playing over and over my mind, you know, when the smallest of dreams just won't come true.
I sing that song at night too. I rock myself to sleep to that song.
You rock yourself to sleep.
I do. I have this motion. I turn on my side, and I can rock myself. If I move my leg, I can gently rock myself.
Do you need to rock yourself to sleep?
Yes. Okay. I think I do. I just automatically do. And in my head, I was like, when there's no getting over that rainbow. When the smallest of dreams won't come true. I can't take all the madness the world has to give, but I won't last a day without you.
That song reminds me of every card Dad has given you throughout the course of the years.
Every single card.
He always says, oh, I know life's been hard, but we come through on the other end, and we're happy and we're in love.
Yeah.
She's like, no.
Are we still
happy and in love?
I think he's presuming a lot.
Exactly. He really is. But, oh, well, that's cool. So I was... I thought I could give you a scenario, by the way, to engage in your improv.
Okay.
Here's a scenario. I was driving to Joliet, middle of the night, and I got waved down, waving down. And
by
a guy, middle of the night, car broke down. Mm-hmm. And so I called 911. So I'm like, I can't stop.
No.
You know, that wasn't what I wanted to tell you.
But that's cool, though.
I want to know what you thought the scenario was all about. Like, why did he have... What happened? He was, like, 30 feet away from this car.
Well, here's my...
He literally runs into the lane to wave me down.
Oh, that's scary. Like,
and the best I could do is...
See, my feeling was, like, what if, like, it's nighttime. It's the middle of the night.
It's the middle of the night, 2 in the
and
morning.
And you're just... All he is in your headlight. And you see him waving down. And you see a car, maybe with the hood up. But, see, I'm thinking maybe he's being... chased by zombies or something.
I have no idea.
You don't know what he's being chased by.
Yeah, exactly.
And does he run out in the middle of the road and you know, like that?
Yeah, you're like, dude, I can't just pull down. I can't pull over.
Yeah.
So the best thing I could do is call the cops.
And that's what you did.
That's what I did.
That's kind of awesome.
Right.
Did they respond to you? What did you say? Middle of the road, dude.
Yes. I go, I can't pull over. Mm-hmm. I go, you know, and they're like, well, have somebody come out and look at it, figure it out. I'm like, oh, great. And then the next scene, I went on my way back home. I see him being dropped off by a trucker.
No.
Bob Dylan trucker.
A trucker picked him up?
A trucker must have picked him up and dropped him back off. So wow. Who knows what he
but
needed.
But no, here, see, probably
Bob
was
Dylan, though.
Probably was a male truck driver.
Yes, and he was Bob Dylan.
And all, he's not only Bob Dylan, but he's probably carrying a couple of passengers, Mr. Smith and Mr. Wesson.
100%. So here's the other scenario. Mr. Smith, yes, your protection, your bodyguards.
Yes.
So another car, daytime, maybe like 8 in the morning, on Highway I-80,
mm-hmm.
Pulled over the side.
Mm-hmm.
And all I
8 a.m., I-80, go ahead.
22-year-old, like college student,
mm-hmm.
dude,
mm-hmm.
carrying like a 22-year-old woman, no shoes, wearing a skirt, like carrying him up the hill. Like they just had, well, I don't know. That's the scene. Go. What do you think went on there? What happened before that?
Was he carrying her in his arms or over his shoulders or on his back?
In his arms, like a wedding threshold, you know, like walking him over the door, you know?
Really?
Yeah. Pull your microphone just a little bit further away from you.
Further away from me.
There you go. A little too far. That's very perfect.
How's this?
Good. Perfect. Right there.
Okay. It's daylight. 8 a.m.
Daylight.
And you know, there's no car around. There's just a couple.
There's a car.
There's a car.
Yes. They're heading towards the car.
They're heading towards the car, but they're coming over a hill.
Yes.
And he's carrying her. No shoes.
Like they were in the ditch, and they're walking up the ditch.
Oh.
He's carrying her.
And she has no shoes.
She has no shoes.
She had to go to potty.
Okay.
And she had to go so bad that she peed on her shoes.
Oh.
So she had to take her shoes off.
Got it.
Carry them.
Yes.
And she took her underpants off. That's why she's wearing a skirt.
Got it.
And he's just carrying her up so that just to be nice to her?
Just to be nice, and maybe he'll get lucky.
Yeah, or maybe he already got lucky.
Maybe he already got lucky.
And he hurt her, he injured her.
Oh.
Maybe he raped her. And rather than just leave her for dead in the ditch,
yeah.
He's picking her up.
Instead of being a 70s song, you know, left her on the corner of two dusty roads, middle of a no-name town.
But I'll be back.
I'll be back.
I'll be back to bang you again.
Yeah, soon. Instead of doing that, he was just
maybe when I come back, you'll be 16.
Yeah. I guess. I don't think kids nowadays use that term jailbait. When I was growing up, that was a really common term.
Oh, was it? Jailbait was common?
Guys, yeah, you guys, I heard your generation talk about it all the time.
Jailbait. Well, Dad got me when I was jailbait. That's right.
But nowadays, it's like, no, no, no. You don't do any of that stuff.
No.
I guess. I don't know.
No, I love the fact, honestly, I know I've mentioned this before, but I love the fact that you're required to say yes to everything.
Yes.
And yes to everything every step of the way.
Yes.
And not only that, but you're required to have an enthusiastic yes.
Yes.
So, like, let's say first base, yes! And okay, then you can proceed. Go to second base, yes!
Yeah.
And then you can proceed again. Third base,
yes!
Oh, that's not good enough.
Nope, not good enough.
You got to get her to, yes! And then that's fine.
And by that time, everybody's like, I'm done. This is way too much work. This is not fun anymore. I get it. That's great.
I think they should have lawyers that come along with you.
Well, they do. If you're wealthy enough, a baseball player or mm-hmm. a basketball player.
You hire an attorney.
The agents say you are not allowed to have sex unless the woman signs this paperwork first,
mm-hmm.
saying that you are not obligated if they get pregnant to take care of the kid or whatever.
Wow.
I'm like, I don't know if that's possible. How about you just get yourself fixed, you know?
But you know what, though, Jill? I've been wanting to tell you this for a long time. That you're talking about my agency.
Yeah. Oh, your agency. Good job, then.
I did this.
Oh, good.
I'm the one that came up with that idea.
Smart.
And I call it the agency.
Good for you.
That's all I'm going to say.
Okay. I applaud you, as does every...
The dot coms.
Yeah. Theagency.com.
Yeah. I had to deal with a lot of ballers.
Yeah.
But...
I had a lot of balls.
It's okay.
Yeah. It was worth it.
It was okay.
You've saved many a basketball star from having, you know, thousands of kids everywhere, I guess. I don't know.
Don't worry about it. Just know that it's all taken care of. I'm good. And because I'm good, you're going to be good. Just trust me in this.
Okay, I'm there.
Yeah.
Yeah, too bad I wasn't the son, the daughter, or the son. One of those lone basketball players.
You know what I watched this week? You watched it with me. Well, you watched the... I watched 10 episodes.
What did I watch?
Of this thing called... On Fire? No.
Oh, yeah. No.
Blown Away. And it's on Netflix. And
or Get Blown. They should call it Get Blown.
Get Blown.
Yeah. They could come with a better name than Blown Away.
Yeah.
But Blown Away is good.
Yeah. But it's on Netflix, and it was a special of 10 episodes of these... amateur, or they're not professional, but they are working glass blowers.
Right.
And so they started out with 10, and every episode they got rid of one until they only had two left, and it was this competition between the two. But there were different things that they had to create during each episode. One was like still life, mm-hmm. something, and something was some kind of fruit thing. They each had something different all the time.
Okay.
And it was interesting because at the number one, I picked the last two standing.
Oh, you from the beginning?
I do that all the time.
You're very good at it.
Yeah. That's just who I am.
That's how you roll.
That's how I roll. So the last two are standing. They're competing in, and they have to basically do fill a space, an actual big space with their glass work. So we're talking like a thing, like a, what do they call, like a diorama.
Right.
You know, so it has to have something meaningful. There was a man and a woman left, and the man, his was all about, he has a son, and it's like, my son that. It's like, after 10 episodes, I was like.
Yeah, you have a child.
I'm going to kick you in the ass.
Great, you were able to ejaculate.
Yeah.
Okay, good for you.
Have a child.
Or maybe you didn't. I don't know.
I kept wondering. He talked about this son so much that how did he have it? Or did you know what I mean?
Like, why are you so special that you have a kid?
Yeah.
I mean, that special.
We drove by the water park yesterday.
Yes. First thing you said to me was, wow, this is good news. There's a lot of procreation going on.
That wasn't the word I used.
I did not use procreation. That's like recreation. A lot of procreation going on here.
I said, that's right. I said, that's a lot of effing.
A lot of effing going on.
Yeah. But so he wanted to represent climate change and how we must take care of the climate for the future generations.
Right.
So,
because he had a kid. He's got a child.
His son.
I'm the only one that has a child. I must be the one that takes on climate change.
So he represented in glass rain. He represented in glass the earth, you know, earth, wind, all the elements.
Right.
And so did this big thing. Now, the woman who is like in her late 50s.
Can I say one thing first about the environment?
Yeah.
Does he not know that we have a sand shortage that potentially 30, 40 years from now we could literally be.
Quit blowing glass, you ass.
Yeah. What is glass made out of? Sand. Yeah. I go, stop wasting sand for your art project. Yeah,
exactly. That's what I kept thinking too.
We're going to go down that path.
Well, I guess, but I guess you can always reheat it.
Oh, sure.
And make it
sand again.
Yeah.
Or make it glass again with an S. Yeah.
Yeah. I did learn something interesting though.
Tell me.
That all glass, as it's being blown, is brown.
Yeah, that's awesome. That's wild.
Even black glass, white glass.
Wow.
But it because that's the color of it when it's that hot.
Wow.
And it's only when it cools does its real color come through.
So that must be hard to figure that out when you're doing your design.
Yeah.
Because you got to create everything when it's hot.
Yeah, exactly. So let me tell you, so the woman, she was 59, not married, and a major-ass feminist.
Mm-hmm.
And her design was she had one egg, glass-blown egg, and then she had like a million sausages. And to her, it represented, on a small micro scale, what she had to go through in the blowing glass world.
Right.
Because it's really a male-dominated profession.
Yeah.
And even as much as the tools that they use are crafted for male hands. And so it's really was, you know, not fair.
Right.
And so basically the egg amidst all of these sausages was on a micro level what she had to go through as a glass blower. But on a macro scale, it was about like how there's this one egg and there's all these sausages that are marching or flying toward this egg.
Right.
In this race.
Right.
And that was it on them.
I love it.
And guess
it.
Who won?
She did.
Sausage Lady.
Sausage Lady. Yeah. Because at this stage...
Hashtag me too, baby.
Hashtag eggs and sausage beats out hashtag save the environment.
Exactly.
You know, exactly.
Fierceness.
Uh-huh. Well, I thought, I did see part of that. And what I thought
girl
was interesting,
power.
There was like three judges, two men, one woman, or two women, one man. I can't remember. But the man judge who does the glass blowing as well, mm-hmm. he said, well, it is true that, you know, we are, you know, there's a lot of men in these heat ovens, right? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But we never think of it like that. We're not going, he says, we're not conscious of it. Meaning, like, we're not all together going, keep the women out. Keep the women out. Keep those women out of the oven.
This is like bro time.
Yeah, this is bro. Listen.
That's the last thing I want to do is be by those hot.
There's no bro time going on in these ovens.
No.
It looks like they're, first of all, they got to focus so like,
yeah,
they're working with fire.
Yeah.
And it's not, they're not coming together like, hey, dude, did you get banged last night?
No, there's nobody.
Look at this pretty vase I made.
You got to work fast.
Yeah. I look at this vase I made. This is a lovely vase. I chose the aqua glass.
This should be look good in a hospital gift shop.
Exactly. I got an order for 50 of these from Costco. I get my act together.
Oh, God. But it was a good show.
It was a good show. Good.
Netflix was good. And then I also, it's like 110 degrees here, so we're staying indoors more.
Right.
So I also watched this other like game show called Awake on Netflix.
Yeah.
And the premise is that for 24 hours, the contestants have to stay awake. And how they do it is they have to count quarters.
I thought that was awesome.
Yeah.
I didn't know how they kept them awake, watching TV or whatever. Because they have to count. When you told me this, I'm like, this is fascinating.
Yeah, because it's timed. So in other words, at the end of 24 hours, you have to, and you can't use any paper. There's no pens. It's just you, a small table, and your quarters.
Right.
And you deposit them in a wheelbarrow after you count them.
Okay.
So at the end of 24 hours, you have to say how much you think you counted.
Right.
And so then I think there was like 7 or 8 people. So at the end of all of this, they get rid of the person who was the furthest off. Let's say they said they counted, like, usually it's between $20,000 and $30,000. So let's say they said they counted 25,000 and they only counted 18.
Right.
So they're gone.
They're
actually gone. And then the next one was, I think, the slowest. Or something like that.
Okay.
So they get rid of the first two. And then during the game show, which is only like 27 minutes, they have different contests so that the last man standing, there's only one person standing, and they're going for $1 million.
Okay.
So here's what they do. They know how much they, let's say they said, I counted $28,200.
Right.
So they have a chance to get all the people's money, which is probably about, was it like 190, 190,000?
Right.
If they said that they counted and between 200 plus or 200 minus.
Right.
$200.
So they have 200 either way. And if they counted, like, so if they counted 16,000,
yeah.
They said they counted 15,480,
yeah.
They would not get it.
No. But if they said they counted 15,880,
they would get it. Got it.
Between 200, you know, plus or minus.
Plus or minus. Got
it. So this guy that we saw, he said he went for it.
Right.
And he was within the $200 mark. They didn't tell him what.
Exactly, right. Okay. Got it.
So now to go for $1 million, he had to be $5, right? No.
$25.
Right.
Okay.
One way or another.
Okay.
And
you think that'd be
$1 million.
Easy, but without a pen to remind yourself.
And
how
not
many,
have any sleep?
Yeah. I mean, all of a sudden I would go like, I have no idea. Yeah. This is crazy. And do you restart over?
I was really worried, though, that this guy was going to go for the million. you know?
Yeah.
Anyway, he just went, my mama didn't raise no fools. Like, I'm taking the $190,000.
What was the end of the upset?
I think he was off by more than $200. So he was happy.
No, he was off by
500.
Like, no, he was off by 200. So he got the 180.
Yes.
But he wasn't close enough to be 25.
Oh, no.
Got it.
Yeah. So but it was an interesting show because there's so many things working against you.
The first
thing is not having sleep for 24 hours.
I mean, come on. That's crazy.
I know, because I've been like having some sleepless nights lately.
Yeah.
And I'm not a happy camper in the daytime.
But sleepless nights is
different. I do not play good Scrabble.
No. Sleepless nights and that you're trying to sleep is different than being intentionally up for 24 hours.
Yeah.
Because I have been up for 24 hours before. And those 25, 26 hour mark, you're just like crabby, mm-hmm. punchy.
Punchy.
And your body craves to close your eyes.
Yeah.
Just craves it. And even like you feel different if you get a 20-minute nap. It's mm-hmm. like, I got a 20-minute nap. Great.
Well, we saw they show different, you know, we saw several players who asked for medics and then went home.
Oh,
just
really?
didn't finish really? Even counting the quarters.
Oh my god, like I'm done.
You know?
Ask for a medic. Oh, now that's something dramatic. I need a medic.
I'm tired.
Like, please, you've done it. You've got.
Can you believe it? Saying that to a trucker?
Come on. Well, I mean, here's the dealio. You stay up late enough to like see the sunrise. That's like 24 hours. But then to be intentionally up for 24 hours. Counting quarters.
Yeah.
Oh my God! How fucking.
Dad said he said that the only way you could do it is if you had a system.
Right.
But I wouldn't know what that system would be.
I was just thinking about that. My system would be this: I'd put them in piles of like thousands.
Oh, there's no mistake there.
No, you put them in piles of 100 first.
Okay.
And then 10 hundreds equal 1,000.
Right.
And you do that.
Oh, but see, you can't. Well, you only have a small desk.
Okay.
I mean, like a little bit bigger than a school desk.
So then you'd
So, have, but you have a wheelbarrow next to you. You see what I mean?
So maybe you do it. Can you put, but you'd have to figure out a way to do it in a way.
Here's what I was thinking.
You can't recount it again.
Yeah. I was thinking that you could do hundreds. Like you could, you know, and for every.
Not big enough. Not
but
big
for
enough.
Every 100 quarters, I'd stick one, you know, to the right.
Okay. Right.
And then when I got 10 of those.
Right.
I'd. Put them in and make a one.
Right.
So that would equal like 1,000. That
right.
one quarter would equal 1,000. Is that a good system?
I don't know because the quarters were always like 16,532 and 25 cents.
Right.
Like,
right.
And did they always guess that amount or did they guess an even amount?
When the goes off for 24 hours.
Do they know when the 24 hours is up?
Yeah. Well, I guess.
I mean, like, do they have a clock going one more hour?
Possibly.
Because I would make damn sure if I could that it would be
at
15,000.
Yeah, maybe they don't. You know what? That's good. That's good to know.
I really don't know. I have to look and see what that's all about. Yeah. Be curious. Be very curious.
Yeah. But the guy that does it, he's a comedian.
Mm-hmm.
Although he said, I am on Netflix. I'm grateful for this opportunity, Netflix. But can't I have a goddamn comedy show?
Can't I get a comedy
an hour?
Show?
You gave Christy Marie and Julie an hour.
That we want
you
that.
You cannot give me an hour?
Exactly. Very interesting. Very interesting. Yeah, I was watching. I don't know what the hell we're watching Netflix from so much this week, but we didn't
because of the heat.
Yeah, I guess it is. But you know what I did watch? I did watch that UFO special on History Channel.
You watched that again?
There's 8 episodes, and I watched episode 3.
Mm-hmm.
And what's fascinating about it, this is the fascinating part, that through the years, it's just common for people to see stuff in the sky that we can't determine what it is.
Mm-hmm.
And no one wants to talk about it officially,
mm-hmm.
but everybody knows it's happening and we have no answers.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just the truth.
And yet,
we're still going on with
our lives.
And also, like, why are people afraid? Why do we? And mm-hmm. we may not figure it out. But supposedly, a hot spot were these unidentified, instead of UFOs, it's mm-hmm. SUSOs or, you know, submerged.
Oh,
objects.
I love that idea. Hot spot is
Guadalupe Islands. Mexico.
I don't know that.
And here's a dealio. You're not, it's a very small marine island.
Mm-hmm.
And so Mexico, only no foreigners can go on this island.
Hmm.
And only people who have like scientific reasons to be on the island can
really?
Be there.
Really?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Exactly.
I've never even heard of it.
Why would you? You can't go on.
I've heard of Our Lady of Guadalupe.
Well, she exists there and the island of Guadalupe.
You saw her?
No, I didn't. Oh. But I mean, beautiful island. Mm-hmm. And the thing that wrote about this island is that it just north of these islands, or this island is a magnetic hotspot. The Earth's magnetic field mm-hmm. is different
mm-hmm.
at this just north of this island supposedly. Mm. And what's also interesting is that this place
did like the magnets fall off your refrigerator or
something like that. Yes. You could actually go to this island and like see like 30 great white sharks a day. There's so many white sharks, great white sharks.
Are they attracted to the...
We don't know. They think this one scientist, doctor, marine biologist, mm-hmm. he actually recorded the largest great white shark mm-hmm. ever in that area.
I wonder if it had... I mean, don't they do something like with their sonar or whatever?
Yeah, they said that. Yeah. Maybe they can figure it out. But yeah. they come back to this island, these yeah. islands... every year, and it's just amazing to see, and so forth.
I thought you were going to talk about the Purgatory River in Colorado. That's a hot spot for
really. I didn't
submerged
know about it.
UFOs.
How deep is this Purgatory River?
Not too deep.
Not so too it's a very deep. Thin submergible.
Very thin.
Very thin submergible. Well, they talk about these things that they see are like the shape of Tic Tacs. Like this tic-tac-shaped, you know, mm-hmm. flying object, mm-hmm. you know, would... And I'm like, really?
Really? Tic-tac? Not another...
Tic-tac.
I put a tic-tac in my mouth before I kiss him.
not one of those jokes. That's crazy, Doc. That's crazy. But it's just, you know, supposedly, like, we have radar where 7 or 8 of these objects were being... watched by our Navy, and then they would just like fly off our radar screen mm-hmm. and all this weird stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's happening. It's not happening so much. They're coming. They're actually just landing in our front yard.
Yeah. We Although deny. Sometimes I do feel like in the middle of the night I hear strange yeah. noises.
Yeah.
Because we're kind of out in the country.
Yeah.
Don't you wonder if you like, if I looked, I would just like see something.
100%.
Like when you were gone that night, uh-huh. you know, and I was all by myself. And I just heard this, hello.
Hello, yes.
And I heard like a door open.
Yeah.
And I'm, hello.
Hello. But you didn't think it was a UFO, an alien, though, from our planet.
I did not think it was an alien, but I didn't think it was human either, like three-dimensional human.
Right, you didn't think it was our neighbor just checking
no.
in on you.
No.
You know, hey, your daughter called me. She wanted me to check in on you.
No, yeah.
No, like, really?
But my door was like halfway closed.
Uh-huh.
And so I was looking at the door, and I was like... prepared for something. I just didn't know right. what.
See, the problem is you and I have both had supernatural experiences. And so what?
Yeah.
So be it.
Dime a dozen.
We haven't parlayed it into a movie.
Or even a book.
You know, it was one incident.
From book to screen.
Yeah, exactly. I didn't parlay that. You
Speaking
know.
Of movies, a couple things. We saw a movie yesterday that you kept saying... Mama, you could have written this. This is just
oh,
your
my
style.
God.
You could have written that line. You would have written that line
you
better.
I have read your screenplays, and in my mind, going, this is what it would look like on
screen. It would be, honestly, John Travolta and Morgan Freeman.
Yes.
That was that's
what was it
my,
called? The Poison Rose?
Poison Rose.
Or the Poison Flower?
Poison Rose.
The Poison. Poison. Poison.
Poison Rose.
Poison. Say it. Poison.
Poison.
Is it poison?
No, it's poison.
Poison. Why am I saying it wrong?
So you're saying like an old Jewish man.
Poison. That's an old Jewish man?
I don't
I'm
know.
Never that. Poison. There you go.
I think
poison.
You're saying it like, I don't know.
I don't know. It doesn't matter.
Yeah. I'm trying to think of somebody like.
But anyway, it was okay movie. And I mean okay. Tons of actors that we know.
Oh my God. Can we talk about this?
Yes.
Okay, so we all know John Travolta's a little chunky.
Right.
Just a little.
Right. He's not like Tom Cruise felt or...
No. You know. That's what I mean.
Yeah.
He's just a little... He's comfortable.
Yeah, he's comfortable. He's a normal dude, comfortable.
However, in this movie, we know that because he agreed to do this movie, only if every other actor was fatter than him.
Right. Okay. Sure. I guess that was the reason. I don't know.
First actor that's fatter than him in the movie, Brendan Fraser.
Right.
Who, like, I was kind of shocked.
You were going, because you had a thing for him.
I had a thing for Brendan. And listen, I am not against. I mean, I love the fat Val Kilmer.
Yeah.
I would do him in a heartbeat.
Right. You like the guys who love me on him.
Yeah. But Brendan Fraser.
Well, because he pops. He's been off the radar for a while.
Yeah.
And so he was in Getty, I think, for a short time.
I didn't see that.
I neither. But I think he was in Getty. But he plays a doctor of a psychiatric facility. And he really.
He overplays him. Yeah.
I mean, he's a gender bender. I mean, there's some scenes I'm going, oh, he's wearing eye makeup, like an eyeshadow. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, he's, and then, but in the first scene, I go, I see in the distance a guy walking towards John Travolta, and he's got part of his tie's all messed up, and he's got part of his shirt out of his pants. Mm-hmm. I'm like, what's this guy either is a bad extra, mm-hmm. or he's somebody that we have to take notice of.
Yeah.
And then he walks up, I'm like, oh my God, that's Brendan Fraser.
Yeah. What were all the movies that he did? What were they? The Mummy.
The Mummy.
Yeah. I mean, he was darling in those movies.
Well, he was also 20 years younger. Yeah.
But he doesn't, he just doesn't, he doesn't even have a dad body.
No.
He has a...
A caricature of a body.
A Santa Claus body, yes. Almost.
And he's just, he comes, I mean, he really embraced this character. Yeah,
and he embraces his body.
Yeah, it's great.
Yeah.
I mean, I was like, you go.
Yeah.
You go.
Fat guy number two. Mm-hmm. I can't think of his name, mm-mm. but he was the guy that replaced Fox Mulder in...
Yes, X-Files.
Correct.
Yes, and he's got a little weight on him.
He's...
Yeah.
He's Chunky Monkey two, number
yeah,
two.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Was there...
I don't think there
was
a third
there
one.
There wasn't a third one? Are you sure there wasn't a third one?
It was a very small cast.
Are you sure?
Yeah, there might have been, but I don't remember any of them.
Yeah.
You know. So that was perfect.
I'm trying to think about it.
But yeah, there was, in the movie Armageddon, is that when Bruce Willis takes up a group of people to the asteroid to drill a hole in the asteroid?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. Well, in that movie, they go up to the space station and the Russians are there protecting the space station. Mm-hmm. And this one crazy Russian has to go on, you know. Well, that crazy Russian was the hippie in the movie.
Oh.
Yeah, I don't know his name.
Yeah.
But,
yeah.
Just more information.
More information.
For you if you want it.
Well, I'm going to think about it when I write my screenplay, which I'm going to do because 48-hour movie?
Yes.
Next month.
The reason why I thought Mom could have... First of all, Mom is a lover of noir. You really are.
Yes.
And so when I... And
particularly Pinot.
Pinot Noir. For sure. But what I loved about it, I mean, the reason why I thought you could have written this, first off, we hear John Travolta narrating it in the background.
Yeah.
He's telling us his thoughts.
Yes.
I'm like, oh, my God, priceless. That's what you do all the time.
It's like, how do I set up this character? You need to tell his backstory.
I
used to be a football player until I tore my meticulous tumor number three. Now I smoke and I drink.
I had to bet against the big game, and I bet against myself. The town of Galveston doesn't forgive sins against football.
Galveston,
I had to leave town right away.
Galveston.
I'm like, Mom wrote this book. Mom wrote this.
I like there was one line there that was like, it says, You ain't been around here, boy, because the California sun has addled your brain. And I'm like, oh my God, you ain't, the Texas sun is worse than the California sun.
You're in Texas.
I doubled down on that.
Yeah.
I say, I call bullshit in that line.
Yeah. Well, this is the 70s.
Yeah.
That this movie was
1978.
And there's one scene where he's teaching his, I can't tell, but I'll screw it. I'll screw it.
No, Julie, don't give it away. Oh, my God.
He's teaching his daughter how to dip a donut into coffee. And he goes, you know how they eat donuts in California?
In L.A.?
In L.A. She goes, no, how? They don't eat donuts in L.A. They eat sprouts. I'm like, oh, forgive me.
But then he goes, but he has a teacher how to dunk a donut. Yeah. And she's looking at it like, oh, you're so stupid.
I'm like, you're an adult woman. And so Mary,
she takes the donut apart and she dunks it and she dumps her mouth. He goes, that was too big of a bite. We do not eat those big bites.
I'm like, dude, she's an adult woman.
I know.
She was
Murdered a guy.
Who murdered a guy, possibly.
Yeah.
So it was a very wild.
This has been a wild week for us.
Framke Jensen was in it.
Yeah.
Framke. I don't know her name.
And you know, this is people are going to go, oh my God, they got too much time on their hands. But we also finished 10 episodes of
Stranger Things.
Stranger Things.
I didn't watch 10 episodes of Stranger Things.
I know.
Here's how I watch Netflix. I did. Here's the problem with me watching Netflix. I go to bed with a TV on.
Yeah.
Because I like to have the TV on when I go to bed. I know it's horrible. We've written a book about sleep, and it was like the worst thing you can do. Is first thing they tell you to do when you're trying to get a good sleep
environment. We write a lot of books on stuff that we're not supposed to do.
That we're like, don't follow my example. And it was like, turn off all your devices. Mm-hmm. But then I get scared at night, and I hear all the noises in the world. And I don't like that. But what happens with Netflix, you know, I'll go to bed, and then I'll wake up, and they go, the question is on the screen.
Yes.
Are you still watching?
No.
And then I go, oh, no. I've gone through 12 episodes of such and such, and I'll have to find out where I left off. And then, you know, so it's, you know, I go, oh, did I see this one? Did I not see this one?
Yeah.
You know, yada, yada, yada. But I was very crabby last night.
You were.
I need to call it. I need to
and
call
you did.
It off.
And you did.
I did what?
You did call it.
I did call it. Like, yeah. I got to end this night,
you
people.
Said, I'm leaving. You said, I'm leaving. And going I will upstairs. I'll be down in a while. And you never came back.
No, I did. You guys were sleeping by then. I go, good. It's over. The night's over.
Just call it.
Calling it. Sometimes you just got to call it. Mm-hmm. You know? Just got to call it.
Anything else on your mind?
Well, it was interesting. I listened to Jordan Peterson on a podcast, a couple of podcasts I listened to, and I'm trying to think of where he was at.
I think he was on your last nerve.
He was.
You came in, you said, Mama, Jordan Peterson's on my last nerve. He's talking like he's British now.
Well,
that's what you said. He's talking British. Yeah. He's talking like he's like, his shit don't stink.
Here's the description, okay? Here it is. I'm gonna play it and I'm gonna read the description because it was so bullshit. Because it wasn't bullshit, it was fine. But a conversation between Dr. Jordan Peterson and Sir Roger Scruton, moderated by Dr. Stephen Blackwood, introduced by Professor Douglas Headley, presented by the Cambridge Center for the Study of Platonism. Yeah, Platonism. Thank you. And Raston College, R-A-I-S-T-O-N.
I call bullshit.
Yeah.
I want to know where the eggs are. Where are the
November
eggs
2nd,
in
November 2nd, 2018 in Cambridge, England. And you go, sure. God willing, so to speak, I will be staying in Cambridge in October and November talking with the faculty at the Divinity School there about the Book of Exodus prior to releasing a new series of videos about that biblical saga. I'm like, you know what?
And did he ever?
Yeah, of course he did, because he does exactly what he says he's going to do. But just this sentence alone, Dr. Jordan Peterson and Sir Roger Scruton, moderated by Dr. Stephen Blackwood, however, introduced by Professor Douglas Headley, presented by the Cambridge Center. You know, like, yeah, because God forbid the moderator couldn't introduce it. No. The moderator can't introduce it. Mm-mm. They have to have an introduction.
You know why they're all wearing robes, too? Because, you know, they got, like, big hard-ons for themselves.
Do they?
Yeah, because they're like.
Of course they do.
Yeah. Like I said, where are the eggs there?
None. There were no eggs.
It's all sausage.
All sausage, people. And that's why.
Just like Johnny Depp's cologne.
That's why.
Sausage.
Sausage. And that's why the millennial, female millennials, think Jordan Peterson is a masochist, misogynist.
Yeah. I can understand that.
Yeah.
After that. Like, Jordan, you're my last
basically,
nerve.
Basically, if we turned our heads and then turned back, they would be all in a circle jerk.
Jordan and Dr. So-and-so.
Yeah, and professor.
Yeah.
And that's why the moderator.
That's why I said that's why they're wearing robes. Exactly. It's a lot better access.
Is that why you said they're wearing robes? Yeah. I didn't know that.
All access.
Were they wearing, do they wear white wigs too? Those little white wigs? Like they do.
They're not parliament.
I don't know. But I'll tell you what. I have literally, this is the first year I've actually been watching parliament because of Brexit and all that stuff. Mm-hmm. They're ruthless over there in England. They're ruthless. Part of their democratic process, mm-hmm. is it democratic? I mean, kind of democratic.
Yeah, is to just vilify you. Just slay you.
They're like, no! And it's like, literally, you hear in the background, oh, that's so stupid. And then somebody else says something, and they go, like, what is going on? This literally comes across as like a scene from a movie. No one's hearing each other. And I guess if you know that going in, you can appreciate it. It's
high drama.
It's high drama. It's art. Mm-hmm. You know, the peanut gallery is part of the...
It's high drama. It's art.
Exactly. That's what I'm thinking.
Yeah.
You know, that's what I'm thinking.
And like, you fully expect Harry Potter to pop in there.
Right. And then I heard a different... I'm sorry. I got to take care of this right now. Real quick. Okay,
oh,
good.
Oh, no.
Before it restarts on me, it's not. Okay, good. We're good. Good, good. But then I heard another podcast with Tim Ferriss, and I think it was a repeat, but it was. I would recommend anybody listen to this podcast. Tim Ferriss interviewing Seth Godin. I have his book on tribes I listen to.
I also love his book.
He's good.
He's good.
It's a good podcast.
He's a good man.
He's a good man. I mean, you know, got a little over the top once in a while, mm-hmm. but not... But
he's a good man who's in. He's and he has a good family. He's loved with his wife, but he loves himself quite a bit too.
Yes, he does. Yeah. He's all into it.
Can we have a little bit of that love?
Yes, send it our way, please. Yeah. Send it our way.
Yeah,
you know that's what I want. That's what I want. Mm-hmm. I want a little bit of that love coming my way.
Yeah,
see how it works. See how it works.
So tell me about Seth.
It's an hour and a half long. And there's just two dudes talking, and
Seth Godin, the man, roasts his own coffee beans. But that's all you need to hear.
But now here's Delio. He roasts his own coffee beans, but he can't drink coffee because he got a little upset stomach.
And guess what? He makes his own infused vodka.
Can't drink vodka.
Can't drink his vodka either.
A little sensitive tummy. Got a little sensitive tummy. Yeah. He says he's got a very sensitive system, and
he likes to roast his beans.
Likes to roast beans.
He has like the most expensive coffee maker in the world.
Yeah, supposedly. I didn't price it out at Amazon, but I'm guessing.
But no, he got it at an auction house.
Excuse me. Yeah. Excuse me.
And he infused his vodka with honey oatmeal.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You leave it, you put honey and oatmeal you put vodka over the honey and oatmeal, let it sit for a week, and then drain it.
Oh. It's supposed to be awesome, right?
Awesome.
Well, you might as well just, how about my Fruit Loops? Can you distill it over my Fruit Loops? Because I like that.
Yeah.
I like Fruit Loops.
What about Count Chocula?
Yeah.
People.
Where's that at? Yeah. I would like that. You know, he talked about a couple of different things. He talked about your friend and my friend. Pidma
Chodra?
Yes. And about how life is lost. She's a Buddhist monk.
Yeah.
We have some of her books.
We have all of her books.
Yes. Yeah. Excuse me. We have all of our books. Yeah. Excuse me. And I agree with him that books literally are the best.
I know.
They literally are the cheapest.
Yeah. I love the way he talks about them.
Hack in the
because
world.
Nobody has books anymore.
No.
And you know what? He's so right, and he talks about them as if they're sacred now.
And they are sacred because
they're going to be like the sacred missing scrolls.
You can buy a book for $20 and there will be some nugget of information there that makes your life 100%
that you'll
better.
never. And also when we were kind of like first on the internet, they would say to us, you know, you're only 6 books ahead of your clients.
Yes.
You always are taking 6 books more than what your clients
right.
are. And you will always be able to coach.
I love that idea.
Yeah.
Because anybody can be 6 books ahead of the person below them.
Right.
And that's all you want.
Yeah.
Like,
it depends on the 6 books,
exactly,
I guess.
Exactly, I guess. I guess, that's for sure. That's for sure. I was going to tell you something, and then you took it away from me.
Was it about Pidma?
No, but one thing.
Oh, you were. I bet you were going to talk about when he said that life is like.
So they're talking about Piedma's mentor, which I can't remember his name.
It used to be Thich Nhat Hanh.
I don't think it is, but I could be wrong. What he referred to, what this, maybe she has more than one. I don't know.
Would it have been Trungpa Rinpoche?
That's it.
Okay.
Yep, him. Yes, okay. That
he's
one.
My mentor.
He's your mentor.
Yeah. Okay. He actually changed my life.
Okay, well, he's the one that said.
I changed it back again, but he changed.
Changed it first, but second. Yeah. It was great. Like, yeah. What? Mind blowing. And he, who said it to say their name again?
Trungpa, is that who you're talking about? Trungpa Rinpoche?
Yes.
Okay.
Trungpa Rinpoche said.
You didn't say it right.
No, I didn't say it right.
Trungpa.
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 Oh, Trungpa.
T-R-U-N-G-P-A.
Trungpa.
R-I-M.
Rim.
P-O.
Po.
C-H-E.
She. Good.
Trungpa Rinpoche.
Yes. Says, life is like you falling.
It's falling.
Just falling, falling, falling. And you try and grab onto the sides and you can't grab anything. There's nothing to grab onto. You just keep falling, keep falling.
The only good thing?
There's no floor.
Yeah.
Like, what?
That was everything you needed to know about life. And then I said, that falling sounds like flow.
Yeah.
Like being, like when we say you must be in flow.
Right.
And then I said, it's like being in flow without a floor.
Aww. Well, girlfriend,
I like the, what is that when you do all the Fs? Was it? Not syllogism.
I'll go with that.
Oh, you don't
I like the way it sounds.
Yeah. What is that?
Mm.
I can't remember what it's called.
How was the show, girlfriend?
Oh, it was great.
It was great.